Wow. Something needs to change. I should try thinking about something else, because I've been sighing way too much these days. I can't let some random guy flip my world upside down. It's been 2 meetings. 2! Yeah, this hopeless infatuation thing needs to end. Or I need to do something about it. I'm a mature adult. I should be able to talk to someone. But here I am, sitting alone in a park. All alone. Having already missed 2 opportunities to talk. Well, maybe I couldn't do anything about the train. But in the coffee shop, there was definitely a chance for me to make a move. And I went and screwed it up. Or wait, it wasn't me who messed everything up. It was you. You with your dazzling smile, those bright eyes, and your cozy winter outfits. Ugh, just make me so flustered. I can't even function. And, oh my god. I'm like the saddest woman on the planet right now. I think I just need some physical contact. A hug. A hug would be great. What if this meeting was, like, fate or something? Did I really just think that? We go through this every time. Come on, me. I'm rational. I can't believe in all of this romance, serendipity, fate, magic. Or anything like that. This isn't some romantic comedy. This is real life, where, unfortunately, things kind of suck. Even if it is real life, what's with all these coincidences? I'm obviously not stalking him or anything. So, maybe we're just that lucky. What if we're supposed to meet like this? Okay, how about this? Cards on the table. If I see him again, maybe it's a sign. And if I actually manage to talk to him, then we'll see how it goes from there. I mean, I'll still have to get through the conversation. And that's only if we meet again. These are some pretty big what-ifs, huh? For now, I'm just gonna try to forget about this whole thing, just for a moment. Maybe I can lose myself in this book for a while. I do have the park to myself. It's nice and quiet. Oh, great. Who's this? Why would someone willingly come up to me when I look like this? I'm just minding my own business, all bundled up. Listen here, sir. Can you not see I'm trying to be sad and alone here? And what is this? Don't you know anything about personal space? Any normal person would go and sit all the way at the other end of this bench. I mean, not to mention there are other benches, since the park is empty. Yet here you are, right next to me. I can even feel your eyes on me. Jeez, do you not know what subtlety means? Or are you just... Oh. You. Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. I was kind of lost in my own thoughts for a minute there. No. You're fine. You're perfect. Oh, sure. That's... Yeah. Same book. I'm not going anywhere for a while. So, would you like to sit here with me? We could just read for a bit. Really? Wonderful. Oh, you're just wonderful. I mean, I said, thanks.